alchemy too. So I think we need to stop treating man-made as less spiritual. Everything we create is an expression of the divine experimenting through us, right? Our art, our technology, our voices, they're all part of the evolution. They're all divine expressions through us. That's how I see Opalite. Opalite becomes this perfect metaphor for our own modern spirituality. It's still luminous, it's still divine, even though we've been shaped by human experiences and our mistakes and our reinventions. We're all a little bit manufactured by life a little bit, by our society. We're molded by our culture, right? Or by heartbreak or even healing. But that doesn't make us fake, it just makes us layered. Hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul, and welcome back to Witchy Wednesday. This episode will definitely be talking about birthstones since it is Your Own Magic's birthday, October 16th, tomorrow, and her birthstone happens to be opal, which honestly couldn't be more fitting, along with pink tourmaline. But opal and opalite are the two we're going to really focus on later in the episode. And opal is the stone of imagination and emotional honesty, and reflects light in every color, just like this space has reflected the many shades of our stories, of healing, of our humanness, of our magic. And then pink tourmaline, which I won't be talking too much about, but I'll just mention that it is the heart healer and holds the vibration of compassion and gentle self-love, which I feel like is the energy that's always lived underneath every conversation here, every podcast here. And so together they remind me why this podcast was born in the first place, and they both hold the shimmer and the softness and the curiosity and the care. So happy birthday, yomis. Happy birthday, Your Own Magic. 8th birthday, that's crazy. You've been my mirror and my teacher and my favorite spell. This week's inspiration came from a song from my favorite artist, who also is singing about a man-made version of my favorite stone. And I happened to be holding a piece of opalite the other night. And noticed how, depending on the light, it shifted from icy blue to a warm honey to a what I'd call a soft lilac. And it made me think about how we do that too. How our energy changes depending on what light we're standing in. And then that sent me down a rabbit hole about gemstones. And I was like, obviously I need to talk about this on Witchy Wednesday, and why we're drawn to certain ones, why certain stones to us just feel like home, and how that can mirror something deeper in our soul, especially our birthstones, the ones that we were assigned to by month or by sign. Though my favorite stone is an opal and my birthstone's a peridot, there are reasons for these connections, right? Obviously, I don't think birthstones are just pretty jewelry. I think they reflect something essential, like our soul chose that particular stone and vibration for a reason. As silly and woo-woo and kooky-koo as that sounds, it's what I believe. And they can show us what qualities we came here to embody, or what lessons we're still learning to hold. And then there's the cosmic layer, the way gemstones connect with planets. Each planet has its own mineral language, and I've always loved that parallel. These stones are like tiny planets you can hold in your hand, in each one radiating its own frequency. So today, we're exploring gemstones as mirrors of the soul, and starting with birthstones and their planetary correspondence, and then deep diving into one of my favorites again, opal, and her modern man-made cousin, opalite. Two very different but equally magical energies. Yeah, I just want to talk about something that often gets overlooked in spiritual circles, and the beauty of man-made crystals, right? Truly. Yeah, they're man-made, but they still serve a purpose. They're still powerful, in my opinion. Still ethical. And why I think they carry a metaphor for our own modern magic. Speaking of modern magic, I have a modern, awesome oracle deck right here. The Queen of the Moon Oracle by Stacey DeMarco. And we're going to use this one to anchor the energy for today. This is my intention. Okay. Card 35. Change. The Thunder Moon. Ooh, this could be a great message, maybe even a perfect message for us. Okay, so looking into it, the Thunder Moon reminds us that change doesn't always arrive quietly. Sometimes it crashes in like a storm, shaking the ground beneath us, but always clearing what needs to go. Just like the way lightning lights up the night sky, it helps us see things we couldn't see in the dark. And that's the same energy we're working with today. Transformation, movement, illumination. Or the way we evolve through different phases of ourselves. Change can feel chaotic, but it's also cleansing. It's the storm that restores clarity. Okay, I like this. Let that be our guiding theme for tonight, embracing transformation as part of our glow. Okay, so let's start at the beginning with the gems we're born under and how they might still be whispering to us. I've always felt that with birthstones, really. They are more than just jewelry, as I said, more than marketing, more than tradition. There's something mystical in how they seem to match our personality or reflect what our soul came here to learn. It's like our soul knew the exact frequency it would need when it landed on Earth, and so it aligned itself with the gem's vibration. It's nice to see it that way, and every gemstone carries its own frequency, right? Its own note in the symphony of creation. And our birthstone, the one tied to our month or our sign, is like the key our soul chose to sing in this lifetime. And when we think about it, we spend so much time in life trying to find ourselves, right? We're trying to discover our best self. But maybe our birthstone already is giving us a little bit of a clue. It's a little key. It's a little Easter egg. It's a little crystal for us to give us an idea. It's like this little piece of the earth that mirrors our essence back to us. Take October, for example, the month of opal. We're in the month of opal now, my favorite stone. That stone represents creativity and emotional honesty, reflection, and depth. So people born in October often have this beautiful sensitivity. Have you noticed that? I have. The Libras and the Scorpios in October, the gift of feeling things deeply. But with that also comes the challenge of not letting those feelings drown them, right? It's about learning how to hold emotional truth with grace. And that's what I love about birthstones. They're not just reflections of our strengths, but also of our lessons. So if you're listening right now, think about your birthstone. Does your birthstone feel like you? Or maybe you've always been drawn to a different stone. That's okay too. Sometimes our moon sign or our rising sign resonates more strongly, right? Sometimes it's just about what your energy needs now. And every stone carries its own frequency, even the ones we're under. Mine is a peridot. That is my birthstone, that soft green stone of August. It's so cute and it looks like bottled sunlight. It's said to open the heart and bring renewal. Which honestly fits because every time I've fallen out of belief or needed to soften again in some way, because I do have a fiery energy, even if I present my Cancer energy more behind this mic or my softness more, I also have a fiery energy. I do like to see the light through the cracks. And it's not a showy stone by any means, but it's steady. It's the quiet kind of hope. Because while our birthstone mirrors our soul's signature frequency, our stones step in to help us harmonize the present moment. So if you might be drawn to amethyst during times of spiritual expansion, or maybe a carnelian when you're stepping into creativity and confidence, that doesn't mean you're ignoring your birthstone. It means you're tuning yourself to a different octave of your own energy, right? Gemstones really are mirrors, and what they reflect changes depending on where we are in our journey, just like how the same opal can flash red fire one moment and then a soft green the next. We shimmer differently under different lights too. So maybe instead of thinking of birthstones as something we wear to symbolize who we are or when we were born, we can see them as teachers. They are tiny, beautiful reminders of what our soul perhaps came here to explore. And then when you see what your gemstone represents, see if that resonates with you. And if that doesn't, that can be telling you something of where you're at now too. Maybe the reason we're drawn to certain stones or we feel repelled by others has less to do with their physical beauty and more to do with what they're whispering back to us. Like, I actually used to not really like the fact that mine was a peridot, because that little green color, that light green color, is not the favorite. But now I've fallen in love with it because I'm just in a different place. aligned with a different octave now, I guess. But Opal has always been my favorite. Nothing wrong with that. And when you start looking deeper into the language of gemstones, you realize that they don't just connect to you. They also resonate with the planets. So each planet vibrates with its own kind of frequency, like a cosmic chord. It's almost as if Earth created her own reflections of the planets within her body. That's a cute way to look at it, right? So we could hold their energy in our hands, these planets. So if you've ever noticed that you're drawn to certain stones over and over again, it might be because they're tuned to the same planet that rules your chart, or to the one that influences your life right now. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. So quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. The sun rules my chart. And the sun rules vitality, self-expression, and confidence. So stones like ruby or citrine and gold, they carry that solar warmth. No wonder gold and citrine and ruby are some of my other favorite stones. And they remind you of your worth and your light and your creative fire. Then the moon governs emotions and intuition and healing. So her stones are the soft ones, the pearl, the moonstone, the selenite. They soothe, they cleanse, they remind us that feeling deep is part of being alive. My rising is a moon, and I deeply resonate with this, plus the moonstone, selenite, pearls, more gems I am drawn to, and you might be too. And then Mercury rules communication and intellect. So its energy hums through peridot and agates and emeralds. And so these stones help words flow, ideas form, and thoughts find balance. And that is what started to resonate with me with the peridot. And now Venus, the planet of love and beauty and art, glows in stones like the rose quartz, the emeralds, the opals. So these stones remind us that tenderness is strength and beauty doesn't always mean perfection. And then there's Mars, fiery and bold, pulsing through garnet, carnelian, and red jasper. These stones ignite action and courage and vitality. They get the blood moving, literally and energetically. And maybe if you do align with these stones, perhaps a career which does allow you to be more courageous or get out there will be a career you thrive in. Just a thought. And then Jupiter, the planet of wisdom and expansion, connects to amethyst and sapphire. So these are your cosmic teachers, the stones that remind you to zoom out and to trust divine timing. So if you're drawn to those right now, perhaps it is time to take a pause and surrender in this moment to whatever it is, the message that you know you need to hear or you need to experience. And then Saturn, the planet of structure and boundaries, which anchors itself through onyx and smoky quartz. These are the get it together stones. They are grounding, they are steadying, they are protective. They're natural, they're dense, they're dark, they absorb negativity. So maybe you're in a dark space right now. And if you're drawn to the onyx, maybe it's calling you. So it can help soften the negative cloud, the dark cloud that's around you right now. Help alleviate some of that negative energy. Then there's Uranus, the planet of awakening and change. This pulses through labradorite and aquamarine. They are visionary stones, the ones that bring flashes of insight, helping you innovate and awaken. Perhaps you're drawn to this right now because you're on the precipice of something that is forward thinking or something that can move mountains for you. You're about to walk into something abundant and exciting. So grab your labradorite and open up to this new change. It's exciting. Then Neptune, the dreamer planet, flows through fluorite and amethyst and even aquamarine as well. So these are the mystic stones. If you are feeling called to Neptune, perhaps you feel connected to your creativity and your spirituality and your compassion. Finally, Pluto, because I'm going to consider Pluto a planet. Pluto is the transformer. It rules obsidian and garnet and black tourmaline. These stones are all about shadow work and rebirth, and they hold your hand as you shed the old layers and rise again. These are perfect for if you are in a season of dancing with your shadow, letting go of what no longer serves you. And so when you look at it this way, gemstones become this living astrology chart, each one carrying a planet's whisper. So if you know your chart, if you know your rising sign or your ruling planet, you can use those planetary stones to support your energy. And then for instance, if Venus rules your chart, wear opal or rose quartz when you want to open your heart. Or if Mercury rules, maybe you keep an emerald on your desk when you're writing or you're speaking. That way you don't have to overthink. Just notice what your hands reach for lately. Sometimes your soul knows before your mind does which energy you need to harmonize with. And none of it has to be rigid at all. Just allow yourself to feel and trust whatever your body is feeling drawn to, or your eyes or your gut, whatever your heart is being drawn to. The planets are teachers. They're not bosses and they are not making the rules. They're just a reason you might be feeling a certain energy with certain stones. You can play with their stones. You can feel their moods and see which ones spark something alive in you and which ones don't. Now I want to dive into opal and opalite again, expand on it. Yeah, because of the new song, but also these two stones, I feel like they deserve more elaboration. I mean, they feel like sister stones. One is ancient and emotional and one is modern and luminous. And so we'll explore how both of them, natural and man-made, carry their own kind of magic. They often are confused for one another, of course. No surprise there, but their energies honestly couldn't be more distinct. They tell a beautiful story about depth and illusion and what it means to be real in their own way. So, Opal, the natural one, the one born of water and time. Opal forms when rain seeps into rock, carrying a silica that slowly solidifies into light, which I just learned and I was fascinated by, and it's literally made of water trapped in stone. Maybe that's why it holds so much emotion. It's Earth's way of remembering the tears and tides that shaped it. And opal is emotional alchemy. It's been called the mirror of the soul because it amplifies what's already there. The beauty, the pain, the creativity, the desire. So when you wear opal, it doesn't give you something new. It shows you what's already shimmering within you. And that's why some people find it intense. It brings your emotions right to the surface. But that's also its gift, right? Illumination through honesty. I love that. Illumination through honesty. It's a Venus and a Neptune stone, so sensual, creative, romantic, deeply spiritual. It connects to water, into emotion, into the dream realm. So when you meditate with opal, it feels like floating. It feels fluid and reflective. It's endlessly changing. And then there's its modern counterpart, opalite. And opalite is man-made. It's glass treated to look like an opal. But it's still luminous and iridescent and calming. It's a stone of tranquility and emotional balance and the illusion of lightness. So when we turn to it, we want peace or alleviate anxiety. Just, yeah, that inner peace, even if we have to create that peace ourselves. So when Taylor uses opalite in her song, she's referencing that the beauty we make to soothe what hurts. It's up to us. It's synthetic, but not in a bad way. It's a reminder that even when the world feels chaotic, we can generate calm, or we can craft our own clarity. And she references onyx, right? So, sleepless in the onyx night, now the sky is opalite. Sleepless in the onyx night, obviously, the opposite energy. It's natural, dense, dark. It's known for protection and grounding and absorbing negativity. It's the armor stone. So that was very intentional to represent the heaviness she went through. She needed to alleviate this negativity. And so she was able to alleviate this on her own. Now the sky is opalite. So by pairing opalite and onyx, she's creating polarity. Opalite is the illusion of lightness that we build to feel okay. And onyx is the heavy truth that we carry underneath. She's acknowledging both sides. The soft, self-soothing opalite, and the necessary self-protection of onyx. And together they tell a story. The light we make and the weight we hold. The way we build serenity, even if it's glass, while still carrying the real, solid darkness of our human experience. It's a metaphor for emotional duality. How we can both armor ourselves and create beauty. How both can be real and necessary. So remember, opal is emotion and depth. Opal light is clarity and calm. It's associated with communication, especially heart-to-throat communication, saying what you really mean in a soft way, and it's airy, it's balancing, it's soothing. So if opal is the ocean, then perhaps opal light is moonlight on the water surface. It's lighter, it's gentler, but still mesmerizing, of course. And because it's human-made, opal light is also ethical. No mines, no extraction, no harm to the earth, just glass and intention. Energy shaped by hands instead of geological time. That's a kind of alchemy too. So I think we need to stop treating man-made as less spiritual. Everything we create is an expression of the divine experimenting through us. Right? Our art, our technology, our voices. They're all part of the evolution. They're all divine expressions through us. That's how I see opalite. Opalite becomes this perfect metaphor for our own modern spirituality. It's still luminous, it's still divine, even though we've been shaped by human experiences and our mistakes and our reinventions. We're all a little bit manufactured by life a little bit, by our society. We're molded by our culture, right? Or by heartbreak or even healing. But that doesn't make us fake, it just makes us layered. Opal says, feel everything, right? And then opalite says, find your calm. One reveals the other refines. Honestly, maybe that's why I love them both. Opal connects me back to my soul's raw truth, while Opal Light helps me express that truth in a way that feels light and loving. And now, thanks to the song, it's also a reminder of how I myself have the tools to alleviate my anxieties, or when I am in a sleepless, dark night, onyx night, I have the tools to bring lightness back to my heart. But Opal and Opalite, they are yin and yang, their heart and voice, and their depth and shimmer. So if you're drawn to these stones, by the way, maybe it's your soul asking for some emotional honesty from you, along with clarity in equal measure, both. So let's slow down for a moment and tune in. If you have a gemstone near you, maybe even your birthstone, or an opal, or an opalite, or any stone that feels like a friend, hold it in your palm. And if you don't have one, just imagine its shimmer. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and let yourself arrive. Look at the stone, or the vision of it in your mind's eye, and notice how it catches the light, how the colors shift, how the surface reflects what's around it. Just like you, it's always changing depending on what it's absorbing. And ask quietly, either aloud or in your heart, what are you showing me right now? What are you showing me right now? Sometimes the answer is a feeling or an image or just a sense of peace. Gemstones are mirrors and they reflect what's ready to be seen. So if it's your birthstone, ask, what lesson or gift am I being reminded of in this season of my life? And if it's a planetary stone, ask, what energy am I ready to embody more fully? And if you happen to be holding opal and opalite, maybe feel the balance between the two. Notice the opal whispering, go deeper, and bring that depth into the light. Take another slow, full breath, and place your stone over your heart. And say to yourself, I honor the light within me. It is all magic. Maybe that's why I picked tonight's card. Because sometimes our energy feels a bit raw and stormy, like the thunder moon, right? But also sometimes soft and translucent like an opalite, and so it's all part of our evolution. You are allowed to shift and shimmer and change, because that was tonight's card. It was about change. Maybe that's the real message here this entire time. That transformation is never just destruction. It's clarity, it's movement, it's the storm that restores our shine. So as you move through the rest of this week, notice how stories or even people or moments feel like mirrors. And the ones that help you see your light a little clearer are the ones you may want to keep close. Anyway, thank you for being here for this Witchy Wednesday. I hope these reflections or maybe even the stones help you feel a little more connected, a little more at peace, and a little more in awe of your own magic. Don't forget to tune in for Freaky Friday. And feel free to share this episode with a friend if you're feeling called, or if you think they'll feel called. And with all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.